How's Dave? Since you guys broke up,
I don't know. We broke up. So
has he texted you?
No, not since I told him. But that was only a couple days ago.
I don't think we talked about it on the air.
No,
I think we talked about it off the air. So people might not know that she ended things, and the way she ended things is probably my favorite way anybody's awesome. Ever ended anything.
Letting somebody else do it for you?
Yeah.
Who did it?
Okay, so we were at Beach Day, which was Wednesday for the company. Everyone was out there.
Oh, how was that, by the way?
It was fun.
Whose team were you on?
I was on the forehands. So,
foreheads?
No, forehands. So our theme was like tennis forehands because we were number four. Yeah.
Who was on your team? They were really clever.
Monica that comes in here and runs the board.
Mm-hmm.
Evander.
Oh, the hot Evander that everybody wants to bang.
Yeah.
Guys and girls.
Brittany was a sales chick.
Well, you're the hottest. Oh, I thought you meant the hot Brittany. Oh, the other one may be hot too. I just don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's good looking. I mean, I think all our sales girls are good looking now.
Not all of them.
Majority of them,
There's
though.
There's a couple, though, that are really skanks. You don't know what I'm talking about, so you can't be offended.
I had Rush. I had Buck. And then I also had Lisa.
Who the hell is Lisa?
She's newer. She's like she's a marketing manager or something like that.
Is she the new HR?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a new HR lady.
HR?
Yeah.
She's not new, but they have her in the building now instead of having...
Where she sits? I don't say drop F-bombs when I walk by her.
I know, but the reason why I know she's HR is because I sat at her table when everyone was eating lunch, and I started to just talk to Rush and everybody, and I looked over, and she just looked mortified, and I was like, what? And she's like, I'm HR. I'm not used to hearing on-air people talk about it. I was like,
what were you talking about?
Just like normal stuff that you talk about with dudes and stuff. And,
are you an adult?
Yeah.
Like, have you been out on Earth for any amount of time?
And that's the thing, I didn't say anything obscene or unlike
obviously
anything.
You did.
I mean,
it
maybe.
Probably cursing.
Yeah, there's definitely cursing. Definitely a lot of F-words.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait a second. Who was on your team?
I had Julie Dangler, Aaron Miller.
Who'd you pay?
Gwen. Yeah, right? Gwen... Tom Denenberg.
How does he look in shorts?
They're high. They're still high up there. Yeah.
Jim Brown script in there?
Yeah. He wore the same outfit to Beach Day this year that he did last year.
He doesn't do a lot of Beach Days. What do you want?
He's got a Beach Day uniform, and Keith Lawless put a picture of it up just to point out that he was wearing the same goddamn outfit. Oh, it was hilarious.
I don't go to the beach a lot. I got a particular beach outfit that I wear.
I wear the same stupid hat and trunks and shirt every time I go to the beach. But that was my team. And yes, I was very fortunate to have Julie on my team. That was very nice.
How's she looking in a bikini?
Nobody wears bikinis, man.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Everyone had like short. Was you know I'm not complaining. Like the best
it's
thing
because the HR lady was there.
Maybe like the best thing about Beach Day for me is I get to talk to these super hot sales chicks that in real life would never talk to me like out at a club.
But when they're
bar.
On your team, they have to depend on you for a little while. They like need you.
Until the day's over.
Oh, I did a lot of drinking.
That's
very supportive of the team. I was cheerleading.
He didn't do anything because there was never an activity that all team members had to be included in. You know what I mean?
The ball carry and the Jenga.
All right, let me turn this over to the real side of this. How many times do you think somebody said to Carmen in Spanish, so where's the rest of the show? Where's Mike and Galvin?
Yeah.
They're too cool to hang out with us. Those guys are dicks anyway. They're probably home in their big
counting
houses.
Counting their millions because they're full time.
Yeah.
They don't have to work two jobs at Hooters.
Letting their neighbors go in the fridge to go get whatever they want.
You
want to
do Beach Day and do real sports, I'll come out there, but I'm not playing giant Jenga with Tom. That's just not happening.
It's a lot of fun.
It's not in
it
my
was,
future.
Yeah.
I'm going to go again next year for sure.
So what happened then? Okay, so who was the one who told your guy that you're done with him? Isn't that how we started this?
Yeah. Oh, we're back on that?
Well, that's what this started as.
Yeah. Okay, so we're sitting there and I'm having, and everyone's gone at this point. So it's like me, Dennis, Monica, and a couple other like stragglers just hanging out, seeing what we're going to do. And I started telling Monica the story about Dave and how it's No sex Dave, and how it's not really going that well, and how I've been wanting to tell him. I just didn't know how. So she just.
I don't understand how you wouldn't let us do that for you.
Well, because.
We live to crush people's dreams.
I know, but I don't want to do that. And that's why it was hard because it was
hey, Dave, you're a little too slow with the sex.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well,
banned.
He kept trying to hang out, so I was like, okay, maybe I'll hang out and I'll tell him in person and be nice.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have banned him.
Human person about that. And then I was like, okay, no. maybe I'll do it on the phone. And I was like, ugh, no, I don't want to do that either. So then Monica grabs my phone and just texts them, hey, bro, it's not working anymore. Bye.
Wow. Yeah. In your, that's your words.
Yeah,
too, right?
Basically, yeah. She said it. I was like.
Seemed like it would come right from you.
And was there a text response back?
Yes, there was. Here, I'm going to pull it up so I can just read it to you guys.
Oh, it's good. Okay. Yeah, right out the sky.
Humiliate Dave.
Yeah.
Was,
well,
no,
was the word
short.
Was the word wow involved?
No. Okay, so this is what Monica texted him on Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. So he's just getting off of work, getting ready to go home, about to call me.
Wants to say hi to his girl. Yeah. He's thinking about the whole day.
Does he call you every day at the same time?
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Aww.
So Monica texts him. He's like, hey, bro, it ain't working. It was fun while it lasted.
Oh.
And then he texted, really? Just like that? What happened?
What didn't happen?
I mean,
did you answer right back? No ween.
Yeah, I answered. I just said, this has been coming for a while. I don't know what else to say. I'm just like,
oh, my God. And that's it. You just let it hang?
No, so then he was like, so then he called me a couple times and I didn't answer.
Oh, this poor dude.
So then he's like, can
what
you?
What did
like,
I do?
Yeah, he's like, can you?
I was waiting. I didn't even try.
You've
I was
being a gentleman.
Respectful. Yeah. They always say you're a whore, and I didn't want to be. I was like, finally, I could be the white boyfriend you always dreamed of.
Listen, I'm fine. If I'm a whore, then that's okay, but I still need some in my life. So.
I know. What I'm saying is the guy was trying to be respectful of your privates.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
No, don't worry.
Because you guys went out more than three times, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, and he didn't make a move, right?
No.
Yeah,
it's so
it had been,
weird.
It had been 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I needed to make a move. It was just kissing.
This is the total opposite of every other interaction I've ever had with girls, where it's the girls who don't put out, not the guy who doesn't put out.
Didn't even try.
Yeah, because all the guys Rob goes out with put out.
Yes. And my thing is, you know, he told me he was a little intimidated by me, which is fine. But
why?
I'm still a girl, so I'm not going to make the first move. That's
what's
still
he intimidated
a guy's
by?
Listen,
what are you guys going to play Jeopardy together?
I'm young. I have a good future ahead of me. I have a good career right now.
What?
I work hard.
Right.
So I can see how guys would be intimidated by me. So suck it, all you guys.
I don't see that at all.
A lot of misplaced anger.
Yeah, if I get a girl and she's got a promising future, that's not a... That doesn't intimidate me. That makes me happy. Yeah, I mean, I want to bang you even more and lock it in. Come on, let's do this, future lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. So that was, but that's just what he said. So I'm just
that
going
used
by
to be
that.
My pickup line. You want me to ruin your future?
No, stay away.
Why do you think he never made a move, Carmen? Seriously,
I think because of that.
Just
because
he was scared.
I think he was intimidated. It's, you know, well, because like whenever we went out, someone would come up to me and be like, "Oh my God, Carmen, I love the show. It's awesome." Blah, blah, blah. You know what
so
I mean?
So popular.
Well, the show is. Listen, so, like we said yesterday, you make a lot of money because this show is very popular.
Hi, Dave. I just want to let you know, we're going to go out. People come up to me a lot.
No.
You got to prepare them for it.
I did. I said, hey, you know, I was just like.
Sometimes we'll be sitting down trying to have some pizza together, and people just come over and be like, oh my God, you're Carmen.
God, the 3 months that I was single and that would happen and I'd be out with a girl, that was the best. Oh, I looked for that. For I looked for around for a guy that I was like, he might listen to the show. Maybe if I laugh
make
really loud.
For the guy, it's good. But for a girl, all a guy sees is like more competition. Oh, now this, now that, now him, now her. Oh, she really is a whore. You know what I mean?
No, like, but he's there with you. To me.
Yeah, for an unconfident guy. Yeah. For a confident guy, he goes, yep, that's who I'm with.
Yeah, well, maybe he's, you know.
Maybe.
No confidence, Dave.
Maybe.
No confidence.
I don't know. I don't
no D, Dave.
I feel bad because now I feel like all his friends are texting him right now, and I know that.
It's yeah, but you don't think they were texting him 3 weeks ago going, hey, they're on the air clowning you for not trying to have sex.
Well, I know. And
she's ready to get
but
it
he
up.
Laughed it off, and he was like, okay, you know, we had a couple of conversations about it, but it never went anywhere.
Well, you think he's a virgin?
No.
You think he's a homosexual?
If he was a virgin, I wish he would have told me.
Oh, then you would have loved it.
Would have jumped all over that.
Oh, really?
Jesus. Hey, since you guys aren't together anymore, can we call him on the air and find out why he didn't want to sleep with you?
Yeah.
No.
Like, come on, Carmen.
It's like they had to ruin your relationship. Your relationship's over.
It's true. Our relationship, but he, no.
Dave. Oh, I got an idea. What's stopping Dave from calling in and telling his side of the story?
That's what I'm saying. If Dave wants to call in, he's more than welcome to, but I'm not calling him.
If you guys know Dave, please let him know that this is an opportunity for him to call in. and defend himself because Carmen's making him look like a wuss.
No, right, I'm not. I didn't say anything bad about him.
He was intimidated by you.
Yeah.
He wasn't cool enough for you.
That's never what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I had so much fun hanging out with him. We always had a good time. But
you got to ruin it with your popularity.
But at the end of the day, I'm still the girl, and I'm not going to make the first move.
So he was being polite. So, Dave, look, I'm on your side, buddy. 727.
Screw you.
579. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
No.
You should have told that to Dave.
Maybe he had an odor.
Nope, he never got that close.
But maybe it was the taco pits that he smelled, and he was like, I'm going to wait for this to clear up.
My taco pits are delicious.
Okay, well, let's just hear his side of the story. What if he called up and he was like, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. We were making out one day. And I thought I went down to kiss her neck and I smelled something horrendous and I realized it was her armpits. And I hear you guys make jokes about it, so I thought I'll wait till the next time. She might have worked out today or something. Then all he could think about is if your armpits smell that bad. Oof. What does your
Well then why didn't he break it off?
Because he was hoping that one day you'd take a shower. Yeah.
And I do take a shower.
I'm just saying in his head he was like, maybe I'm just getting her at the wrong time. Let's find out what Dave has to say. 579-1025. Or 1-800-771-1025. What, can
working.
We call him?
No, he's working.
So why can't we try to call him?
No.
Why?
No.
He works from 6 a.m. to 5? What does he do?
He works at 7 because he has a normal job.
What kind of job?
He's in a management program at a business.
At business.
I said at a business.
Can we send him a letter or send it to 123 Business Street?
I'm not going to tell you where he works. That's not any of my business to do.
Can you guys give this to manager trainee Dave at business, please?
Give me the type of business.
It's like sales.
So he's a manager trainee at sales. So he's got time right now.
Yeah.
He's not selling anything at 6:56.
No, they're very busy right now.
What better way to sell your product than advertise it for free on the radio when you call in and we give you a plug?
It's Dave, a really Dave, good.
Dave, 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 Dave.
It's an American company, so they're always very busy.
What? I don't understand.
We're in America.
Are you looking for a new future? Would you like to work for an American company? Come to business. Be a manager trainee. And do sales.
Can I work for your company?
You absolutely cannot. This is an American company. Only guys with names like Dave and Chuck and Bob.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm a manager trainee here at business.
Poor Dave.
I hate you guys so much.
I really didn't know what my career would be. Then I went to an American business and started working as a manager trainee. Where can you find me? At business.
What about me? Do you have room for me at business?
No room for you. Americans only.
Shucks. Carmen. Where's call Dave when we come back from break?
It's an American business. 123 Business Street. Just like Dave, you could be a manager trainee at business. Business!
Let me tell you something, brothers. This is Hulk Hogan here for American Business. Nothing says the red, white, and blue like business does. If you love your country and you eat your vitamins, you'll come down here and work for business. You know why? Because it's American, just like the Hulkster.
That's a pretty good Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that was really good.
I watch a lot of tapes of that. Hey, Carmen, Dave, we're calling them when we come back.
The Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone. Raw radio only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, another hour of the Mike Calter Show.
Welcome back to the Mike Calter Show. It is 7:07 on a Friday morning. Oh, how disappointing. Spanish just called Dave, and he does not want to. What happened? He didn't want to go on the air?
He didn't want to go.
So what happened? He says hello.
Yeah, he says hello. I say, hey, what's up, Dave? He's like, hey. He's like, hey, it's Spanish from Mike Calter. He's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, I'm at work right now. I was like, hey, just come on air real quick. 30 seconds. All I need is 30 seconds. You know, we're going to be cool to you.
Whoa.
It's embarrassed, Carmen.
Slow it down.
I can't. I had a quick time with
Dave. And what did he say?
He just kept saying, nah, I'm at work. And I was like, come on, we're not going to be a dick to you. We just, you know, it's embarrassed, Carmen. Get your side of the story out there. And he just went, Nah, bro, I'm at work. And
don't
I was like, come
bother
on.
Him at business.
123 Business Street.
Yeah, the American business, dude. You don't have time to be messing around with the likes of you.
Business doesn't sleep, buddy.
Business never sleeps.
Plus, he's not sure whether you're American. You're not allowed to be talking on the American business phone.
Right. It's true. It's so, true.
So how did it end? Did he say goodbye? We'll talk another time?
No, he just said, I'm at work, and then hung up.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what it would
you
take.
You can hear it in his voice that he's not happy.
You know what it would take.
What's that?
Carmen called him.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Hi, babe. Yeah. Hey. It's Carmen.
Good
morning.
I've been sleeping on it, and I think I might want to talk to you again.
No.
I was just trying to play hard to get.
No, that's not the case.
You're
made
it too hard.
Carmen. No. If I call him,
please.
No. Spanish tried. He doesn't want to go on air. You need to respect that.
Spanish doesn't want to bang him.
Yeah.
To respect that. I don't want to bang him anymore either.
Carmen.
What?
Just try and call him and be like, Dave, I owe you an apology.
No.
I would call my exes for you.
Yeah.
For me. What?
That'd be a fun day.
I have called my exes for you.
You have. Rob tried to find the Puerto Rican and molested him.
It's true.
He's living with me now. It's a bit next week. We're going to bring him in.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
He said if Rob doesn't sleep with him, the third week he comes out. Carmen, just call me like, Dave, please do me one more favor, please.
Do I have to?
I mean, I can't force you to do anything you don't want to do, but
hold
it sure
on,
would be good radio.
There's a number calling it. Let me
is
get
it 1-800-BUSINESS?
There's a bunch of numbers calling.
America Business.
I'm on Dave's side in this. So, Dave, if you're listening, I would like you to call in so I can make Carmen realize how wrong she is.
I feel like he is listening because as soon as I said it was me from the show, his entire demeanor changed.
Yeah, because he doesn't like you. Randy, you're on the Mike Calta Show. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. I have a theory on why Dave will not go on the phone. Carmen says he works for American Business. On the sign, does it say over 1 billion served?
Wah, wah. Leave the horrible jokes to us, sir.
Especially me.
Aaron, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, guys. If you guys can get in contact with Dave, if he comes around and says that he would be willing to partake in business activities in the bedroom, would Carmen take him back?
Yeah, if he called up and he said, hey, man, I've been dying to bang you, Carmen. I just wasn't sure. But now that I know, let's get it on.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a maybe.
What if he, after our first conversation on air about him not banging you, and you were like, you know, this is what I want, da 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 da, and he showed up at your door, and he was just like, womp. He goes, this what you want?
Yeah.
And just pushed his way in.
Wow.
Back then.
Like
back then.
I'm holding on to an apple. You're not going to say no.
Yeah, well, it was like the FBI with a battering ram.
Back, oh, my God.
Back then, that's what I wanted.
Right.
But what happened?
I'm a female. After a certain point, if you don't get what you want, you lose interest.
You're a female?
But you also have to remember now, and I'm not trying to be mean, but you are on that time of the month right now, so he couldn't do it anyway.
True.
Even if he showed up and wanted to. And maybe you're being...
We're in week five. He's had 4 weeks to make a move.
Rob doesn't get to know you.
Rob doesn't know how female parts work.
You just lay a towel down, Rob. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thank you, sir.
No, it's just one of those things. I've lost interest. I had it, and now it's gone, and I'm not getting it back.
Don't you wish to part in a nice way in case you run into him?
I think I did part in a nice way.
No.
Definitely
hey, bro.
Not, dude.
It's over. So if I need to fire you from this job, it's how I need to do it in a nice way. Hey,
no.
Bro, don't come in tomorrow.
It's not working out.
It's over.
That's not professional.
No, well, it's a nice way, you said.
I just hope he doesn't jump off the business building.
It's so tall.
That'd be really bad for business.
Let's kind of. Let's that was good, Karen.
Way to go.
Let's try and call him real quick.
Fine.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're a trooper.
American business.
So
2, 3, 4.
Let me tell you something, brother. When we hired Dave, this company was in the crapper. Come on, this is great.
Is Bruce Springsteen from American Business.
He's not going to answer because he knows the number.
So what? Maybe he's like, you know what? I do want to know. Maybe he just wants to hear your voice again.
Call him more than once.
No, I'm one
to.
Time.
No,
that's
please.
It.
Dave, this is ultimate
twice.
Getting back at her because she doesn't want you to answer.
Two times.
Please, nope, not going to answer.
Come on.
Okay, we got like 5 more seconds.
No, just let it ring out.
Call
yep.
Again.
Okay. Nope. He's not going to. Nope, he's working. He's at business. Right,
call again.
He's just training, though.
Anything? Oh, my God. No.
Just call again, please. I beg of you.
Okay, no.
She did call. I heard the voicemail.
Yep. Okay.
I heard it. Maybe he's doing something for business right now.
Businessing it.
Let me tell you something, brother. When business asked me to be their spokesman, I said there's no other company I'd rather speak for. And now to tell you a little bit about business, here's our CEO, Brad.
Hey, this is Bruce Springsteen from American Business. I do a lot of touring around. I see a lot of girls. I gotta tell you, when I'm in business, they call me the boss.
So what? Are you not gonna talk to us?
No. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Can I try and call him?
Yeah.
I know his number.
Okay.
941.
No, don't have other people calling. Oh. That's so mean. It's enough.
Larry, you're on the mic out the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, do you think Dave didn't bang Kyron because of the chin 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 chin?
What if he? What if that? Okay, we know this song. Yeah. What if? All right, thank you, Larry. What if he went to go kiss you and he felt your prickly whiskers?
Then why would he keep hanging out with me?
Because you kind of reminded him of a kitten he had when he was a kid, but he never wanted to bang the kitten.
I got to be honest. If she had she had a full goatee, I'd be like, oh, I can still do that.
You're to Carmen?
Yeah.
You're really attracted to Carmen.
Well, she's a very pretty girl.
No, she is?
He's just attracted to people with goatees.
Hear that,
every
Mike?
Time, I love it.
Why? Why can't this just be not?
You and Rob would be a cute couple.
No.
We would
murder each other.
No.
That's how it all starts. She's like Sam and Diane.
And just look at it. Stand up next to each other. Carmen, get up. Rob, stand up. And pretend like
But this is how it works out. I'll never date a guy shorter than I am. Next thing you know, they're in love.
Like, put your arm around each other like you're a couple.
Let me take a picture of this or Twitter. Hold on. Look at this.
That is not really a couple.
No, that is really cute.
No, that's like cousins. No.
Yeah. They don't really like each other, but they have played Truth or Dare once or twice. Yeah. And some crazy.
And they never talk about it ever again because some weird
stuff. Right, right, right. When they're older at the wedding, they're like, oh my God, remember that one time we played Truth or Dare? How gross. We were cousins.
Each other's first kiss, like when they were seven.
No.
Rob, have you ever thought about Carmen while making sweet love to your girlfriend?
No, but I rarely make sweet love to my girlfriend.
Why?
Well, it's only a few days a weekend because she's only here for the weekend, so it's not like...
What do you say is a frequency? Like, at this stage in your game, you should be doing it all the time.
All the time.
Like, you know, it happens.
Oh, my God. She's going to leave you. She's leaving you.
It's not her not wanting to. It's
I made you a frame.
Have you had sex with her more or less than the Puerto Rican guy?
Equal.
At least he's not banging other dudes.
So you're telling me that it's you.
Yes.
And you're making her romantic woodwork. She's totally going to dump you.
Okay. No,
girls don't want to. Girls want a guy who's got a sensitive side, but they don't really show it that often.
I'm starting to get because I've. It's been decreasing since I started therapy a few weeks ago. But I'm starting to get.
What
to
is decreasing your sex drive?
Yes, because I'm starting to deal with stuff that I haven't dealt with before, and now I'm starting to actually deal with it. So emotionally, I'm not there where I can have sex with someone. I know that sounds weird for a guy.
I get you.
And now it's starting. It's getting better. So things are starting to take.
Is she like, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
No, she's very supportive. She understands. She's one of the people that is able to help me with. There's certain things that I need.
Hand angels.
I have a question. I don't want to know the answer to.
Yes.
Have you cried in front of her yet?
Yes, that's
no,
a yes.
No, not her. No, but there's other people that I have.
Right, but I'm just saying, like her, you haven't cried.
Yeah, no.
During sex.
Wasn't this fun to make fun of Rob until he started talking about therapy? And then I was like, ugh.
No, we're having fun with Dave. Then went to me, and it sucks.
Thomas, you're on the Mike Calda show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's happening?
Hey, I know why Carmen didn't get any. Dave was waiting for the special occasion where... he
can
take the minivan to Hooters.
Oh, the van and Hooters. Sorry, sir. It took me a second. Your connection's terrible.
It still didn't work.
And I know, but I feel bad. I don't know. Josh, go ahead.
Your face. Hey, Carmen's already slept with the guy. I'm surprised you guys didn't pick up on it when she slipped and fed it.
What'd she say?
I don't want to bang him anymore either.
No, she meant like she had no desire to do it anymore. Nice try, Sherlock Holmes. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a theory about why Carmen, about Dave.
Tell us.
If he was a virgin, he might have been intimidated because, you know, with virgins, sometimes they don't, if they're not experienced, they'd be intimidated. Maybe he should have told her. You never know.
Yeah, that's a possible theory. Maybe, you know.
Is that
a virgin? I don't think
Did you pick up
was.
On that at all?
Did you think that he is a virgin?
No, he's a grown man.
So what? Maybe he's just, he's been so much dedicated to business.
Yeah. Haven't you seen Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin? That happens.
He's not even 40.
He's been training hard at business.
Yeah.
I want you to read business.
He's been studying math.
American business. Thank you, guys.
Business math is what he said.
Do girls want guys who are, like, for a guy, I think one of the best things you can have is a girl that's a virgin.
No, I disagree with that. Yeah.
Not anymore, but when I was in high school, that was the ultimate. That was, you took a girl's virginity. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, because it was like you were collecting them, you know?
Uncharted territory.
Right, but the thing is that now, if you know, if I were to sleep with a girl.
I am taking your soul.
Right. How many girls have you slept with that it was their first time?
Two.
One.
Yeah. So everybody knows. Yeah. Everybody knows. 16.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. No, she was 16. It was last week.
Everybody knows what that is. So guys, when you're in high school, you kind of collect that. But now, think about it now. Now it would be gross for me just to sleep with a girl that's young enough to probably still be a virgin, and there's no. First of all, I don't have the time or patience to get that to work out again. I remember hell that was like when I was doing it then.
Think about this though: if you were in your 20s, if you were 20 something, and the girl was 20 something, and she was like, "I gotta let you know something. I'm a virgin." You'd be like, "All right, if you liked her, what do you mean? No,
no.
If you liked her enough to where you wanted to be with her and like thought about marrying her and stuff, you'd be like, oh,
no,
that's
you don't.
It.
You know, I'm telling you right now, you don't want to marry a virgin because after like 5 or 6 years or so, that person starts to go, I wonder what it's like to have sex with other people.
No,
I'm telling you,
she thinks this guy is an American business manager trainee. He's given to me good. He does woodwork for me and cries a lot.
Got a garden.
Yeah, this guy is everywhere I need to be.
Loves pizza.
Yeah,
at night.
I'm just saying, if you think that marrying a virgin is a good idea, it's not. I know she's only been with me, and we're gonna share it together for her. It'll be about 7 years before she gets wind of black eye porn, and she's like, "What's going on there? How come I never tried that before I got married?" And then she's always gonna wonder what that's like.
And there plus, you go. The sex is when I was 21, I had sex with the only time I've ever had sex with a virgin. She was 19 in college, and it was the most awkward sex I've ever had.
Imagine all your sex is awkward.
It's not. It's not. I mean, what you're imagining probably is awkward, but it's not in real life.
Why, Carmen?
I was gonna say I've never had sex with a virgin before, and I want to. Like, I think that's something. Like, someone took mine.
I smell a new contest.
I want to take someone.
Gravedigger's a virgin.
Not
Gravedigger's a virgin.
He's not.
How do you know?
He's not. Because how do you know?
He didn't want to tell you.
No, he's told me about girls he slept with. Oh. I've seen
he's
pictures.
He's lying.
Yeah,
he wants
he's
to be
making
cool.
it up. Yeah.
Not true.
Wants to pretend like he's an American business.
Yeah. By the way, Dave texted me.
Oh no.
Yes.
Read it like him.
Okay.
Totally Carmen.
American business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no.
He said, "You blow me off and try to get me on air." Ha 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 ha.
Call him back.
No.
Try and call him back now.
Well, now you're not blowing him off.
He's laughing with it. He's like, ha ha.
Well, should I text him back first and be like, will you?
No, just call him. Just call him. Just be like, come on. Dave.
I will take your soul. Hey, Dave, are you a virgin?
No, I don't think he was a virgin. Let's get him on the air. We'll ask.
Maybe he's got a weird ween. Maybe there's something like a scar.
That's true, Carmen. Maybe he was in some sort of accident. He doesn't want to show you his privates. Maybe he was born without privates.
Yeah. No, he shared some like personal stuff with me that I think that would have came up by then.
Like what?
Nothing. None of your business.
Why would you bring
none
you
of your American
up?
Business?
Here we go. He answered. Hello. Say sweetie. Call him sweetie. Hi, sweetie.
Here.
Just be like, hi,
hello.
My sweet love.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I love you so much.
I know. Do you just have a couple seconds? The guys want to talk to you.
Tell him we'll be nice. Come on, Carmen. Tell him.
Okay,
tell him.
Totally
for you.
Understand.
To do it for you. Come do on. It for you. Do it for your love.
Thank you.
Oh, no! I totally understand.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want to. What do you want?
Of course he wanted to, or he never would have texted you.
Yeah, or picked up the phone.
Yeah.
You know what was happening.
Try him one more time.
No!
Come on. Oh. I'm telling you, he wants you to put a little effort into it.
Same thing. He keeps saying, I'm at work.
American business doesn't start till 8.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just there early to have coffee.
Yes.
And it says,
water cooler talk. That's all he's doing.
It says right in the American business handbook that it starts at 8, but you have until 8:15. So you actually have a little bit of a grace period.
I tried Spanish Drive. He doesn't want to go on.
No.
I'm not going to push it anymore.
Right now, he's at the water cooler talking about what he did if he was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, what?
Let me tell you how I would straighten out that city. That's what they talk about at the cooler. Come on, get it, try one more time.
Spanish Dave, can. Dave, I've already Dave, tried.
Dave, 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 Dave.
American business.
Ooh. I'm not going to keep bugging him at work.
We talk about current events at the water cooler. We don't have to start until 8:15.
8:15.
I didn't bang you. I want to let you know why. Ha, ha, ha. In a text.
Text.
We hate Obama.
What?
We're still not sure if he's American.
Yep.
Get it.
123 business.
Business.
They're all proud to show their birth certificates.
Yeah. You have to for American business.
But when you call Dave next time, Carmen, will you please just be like nice and try to get him on the phone instead of saying you understand?
No. I called him. He answered. He said no. And I said, okay. I put effort into it.
No, effort would have been like, Dave, listen to me. Do this for me, Dave.
I don't want to do this. I don't want this to happen. So why would you make me do this?
There are a lot of things in life people don't want to happen, but you just kind of got to keep your head up and march on through.
And that's what I did.
Remember when Spanish talked about finding his father's butt plug? You think he wanted the world to know about that?
I did not. And here we are still talking.
Yeah, Carmen. You didn't call his dad and talk about it with him.
We tried.
Yeah. Carmen, real quick. Let's go in the office. I'll take a picture of your tattoo and you can text it to Dave and say you'll never see this in person.
No.
That'll work.
That'll give him the business.
That will give him the business.
Listen, I'll give Spanish his number and Spanish can try again, but I have
his number. 941 539.
No, why?
What?
What? Huh?
3. Am I right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.